Good afternoon, American Fork High School. My name is Dr. Brad Ginevra, Director of Bands at the University of Texas, El Paso. Welcome to the NEBO Tournament of Bands. I'll be judging your performance this evening in Music Ensemble. You're getting set on the field right now. I'd like to wish you the best of luck and look forward to hearing your performance. Be back with you when it looks like you're ready to get started. Really nice job, quartet up front. Really nice work. Good. We just don't hear a lot of clarity. That stuff just not as clear as I think you're going to want it to speak. And I think you can work on trying to get some sound. Think of those notes touch. I think if you do that and you really don't let those notes touch and get a little bit of silence between them, it's going to help with the clarity of that, and it'll speak better for you. Yes, we go that descending line. I'd put a little crescendo on that so it doesn't go way too far. Just a bit of crescendo on that descending line. Just some timing issues on that. Doing what we can to kind of line up and making sure we're doing what we can to make that speak a little bit cleaner. And part of it is the space and relationship.
Yeah, a little rough transition. Reshaping here with the woodwinds right stage.
Really nice sounds, woodwinds. Nice work over there, brass, when you came in. Nice, nice addition to that. Good, really nice pacing of your crescendo there into that release. That was all real nice. Yeah, woodwinds, I think we can maybe be a little crisper with our articulation here, which is going to help us speak a little bit more. I think you just do that with a little more crisper articulation. I think it's going to really, really help to clean that up even more through there. Really nice work. Same with saxophones through there. Be careful. We got a few brass players playing outside the lines here where the rest of the ensemble is. So just be aware of that. Make sure we don't overhype things. Take your time. Don't let things get too out of control. Good, that crescendo trumpets, dee-da-dee-da-da. Making sure some of you turned it around in the last note, got a little softer as others didn't. We just need to make sure we're matching that. Again, making sure timing-wise, bump-bump-bump-dee-dee-da-da. We're just not matching time there between front ensemble, upper brass, and battery, so just be aware of that. Good. Let's not crescendo too much through there. We kind of lost the front ensemble leading into that arrival. So make sure we do what we can to not lose that front ensemble volume-wise leading into that. Again, right there, it's kind of from a phrasing standpoint as we go there, as we get into that release before the last push, just make sure it's together. And then making sure at the end of the team, making sure how are we releasing that last note? I just have a couple different variations. It just doesn't sound like we all understand exactly how that note's releasing. Some people are pushing off the note. Others aren't quite pushing off the same way. So just a matter of consistency with how that release is going to happen. On the decrescendo, we didn't all pace the decrescendo the same way, brass. So just make sure as we're doing that, we're really working with the pacing. The brass, really nice sounds, good phrasing. Make sure the phrasing doesn't start to wah each note. Wah, you're trying to make each note musical. Think more note groupings and phrase. And I didn't notice it as much here as a couple of the sub-phrases ago. So think more large grouping through there and not allowing each note to kind of have a wah through there, but keep it more large note groupings. Okay, really nice job, flutes. That maybe that's something that you actually have amplified when the weather's not like it is. Again, the pacing of that release, how we get into the release, I heard individuals leaving, so we had some holes in that, in the fabric of that release there, so just be aware of that. Yeah, make sure we don't allow the energy to relax unless you want it to relax. And I can tell where it's intentional. There's sometimes when I don't think it's intentional, we have some relaxation. We need to think more of driving through and pushing through some of that stuff. Again, right there, that note of the trumpets, we have a little bit of wavering with pitch. Make sure we're doing what we can and lock that in. So as we go through that, I like the overall approach to what we're doing. It's just going to be now figuring out ways to kind of make that happen in a way that sounds like it's more. Right now I hear pretty good collective knowledge of what you're trying to achieve. It's just I don't think everyone's quite on the same page yet. And I think that's going to get better as you have more time. It's early in the season, I understand that. So just know that there's more ways. I think there's a lot of you who can figure out ways with which to kind of to provide even more detail to what you're doing individually to help the ensemble and help the whole body of the work even better from a phrasing standpoint, dynamic standpoint, release standpoint. Be careful there. Percussion, we just have some clarity issues there with the end of that lick battery, so just do what you can to lock that in. And again, we're having some balance problems between battery and front ensemble. And again, maybe you just don't have electronics out on the field with there being the weather, which could very well could be. Again, making sure we're knowing exactly where each of those dynamics is. Just some of the subito soft dynamics, we didn't all quite agree on where that was. Again, where's the high point of that? Where's the arrival of that crescendo before it starts to pull back on my left side? And just because we didn't all have an agreement of where that is, again, those are the details I'm talking about. As you move forward and you get more time to tweak this, that's going to help you bring that more into focus. Yeah, and like right here, that connectivity between the lows to the mids here on my right side, that connectivity of that phrase where they take over and kind of take that phrase forward, that's that connectivity. The baritones, I think were baritones, they didn't end that phrase strongly enough for the mellophones and upper mids to take over and pull that forward. So I think those are the types of things. There are many ways in this show where you have a subphrase and a subphrase, and the energy from one to the other is just not matching. It's like running a relay race, and we're just dropping the baton every so often as we go through here. But I'm sure those are all things you'll bring into focus and get them to kind of line up. Again, the release there, we have a couple people sticking out there, and we just don't quite know where that is. So just once you define that more, I think it's gonna lock in like everything else in the beginning of the show is. As we get through here at the end, we just need to be aware as we get into this form, there are some places where it kind of ebbs and flows and doesn't have that drive. So make sure we know where that drive is and where we're going to, where our dynamics are, where you want them to be, and how we're going to match that as we work through there. The biggest thing are, a lot of transitions between these two bars, these two bars, these four bars, these four bars, and the energy of the connecting those two and making sure that, the last note of what you're doing needs to be energized into the first note of whoever's taking over for you. And those are where I'm hearing some holes in the music is what we're doing there. Overall, it's a great, a lot of well-conceived things. It's just a matter now of how to bring it into focus for you and how to make that all work in your best interest. So it's great getting a chance to hear you play. I really appreciate you braving the elements to present that show for us. It was great, and I wish you well with the remainder of the season.